Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Clogged arteries anyway, from genetics. You could have them, he could have them. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you ain't helping your cause.
Yeah. I mean, pulling the genetics card on us. You're 400 pounds. And you're going, it could be genetics?
It's genes.
Nah, my great-grandfather had them.
It's genes. Yeah,
split in the ass.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage, Goddammit?
Yeah.
It's a show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they grew up to be classy or if they're just a big old piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're down here at Aunt Tootie's basement.
Tootie!
She's doing good. We love her. She's a good kid. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me.
This is a wacky one today. I'm normally not this close to you on a Patreon.
You are. You are not. We have a little company in the house, a little special treat for you folks.
Mm-hmm.
He is not being compensated financially.
I already asked. First time is a joke.
I won't leave until I get money. Kevin James Ryan's right next to me, everybody.
Hey, gang. Thanks for tuning in. You guys are the fucking lifeblood of this motherfucking show. We appreciate it. The fucking Patreon. We just hit 1,000, over 1,000. That thing's cooking too, daddy-o. So thank you to everybody. The fucking support means so much to us. You guys are the fucking shit. Thank you.
We love you. Shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the Magic Man. Makes us all look good. Some of us, at least. Me, in general, specifically, I think. Most attractive guy on the show, possibly. Fair enough. T-Bone McMullen, everybody. Give it up for Toby McMullen.
T-Bone.
What up?
Yo, T-Bone.
What's with the dead stare?
What? I honestly couldn't tell if you were saying that you were the most attractive or if I was. And
I took it as he needs the most work. That's how I took it.
I took it as he was the most attractive.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Ian. You're psychopaths welcome. Think alike. I like
will,
it.
Will you two get a room already?
We got one. You guys leave.
A couple more of those picks going around. We make a little something started up in
you
here.
You guys just trading some hogs back and forth before we hit record.
Docking engage.
Gang, this is a Patreon episode. It's a bonus episode. It's going to be a fun one. We thought it'd be fun to have our incredibly special guest, our good pal, back again. This will be, I think, his fourth or fifth time.
Fourth or fifth.
It's got cat hair on him.
Six, can't come back enough. Whether you want me or not, I'm here to stay. And always when I'm here, it's the highlight of my week.
This will be Ian's last appearance.
I don't even think this is going to get released.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's our old pal. He's our wacky neighbor, Ian Finance, everybody.
Hello, Jerry. Hello, Henry.
You're our Wilson. We'll put a fence up to your eyes.
Yes. The subscribers have voted. They want to only see half. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me. I love being here. Nice to see you two, you three, and Aunt Tootie as well. And thank you for having me on. This is going to be fun.
Thanks,
it's
going to
be fun. Today's topic of conversation, we hinted to this last week, is going to be field trips.
Mm.
And I figured you, being Delaware trash,
yes,
must have had some
Delaware's
interesting
finest.
Ones.
Yes. I'm the shiniest diamond in the Diamond State.
Now you went to private school, right?
Wait, Delaware's called the Diamond State?
Delaware's the Diamond State.
Why?
And the halfway house I lived in, they called it the Diamond of the North. Because we had
the dime bag of the North.
Yeah.
We had less people smoking crack in our house. So that was like, this is the good one.
Wait a minute. Why is Delaware called the Diamond State? Do they mine diamonds down there?
I don't know. Toby, look it up.
I'm looking it up now. Well,
why Toby?
You always a producer.
Yeah, a lot of Neil Diamond fans out there.
Because most of the state is a piece of shit coal, and you got to really squeeze it to get a diamond.
Yeah.
What is it, Kippy?
No, it's the Blue Hen State.
Yeah.
No, Delaware's the Diamond State.
I've never heard that.
I am right, and this is a hill I'll die on.
Okay, I'm not saying you're wrong, but
I thought it was always called the First State.
Oh, here it is, the Diamond State.
Okay.
But on the license plate, it's the First State.
Yes.
So the official nickname is the First State.
I mean, Delaware is so great. It's the first state. The it's small also worker. The first one to irritate because it's got so many nicknames that can be you can irritate.
Thomas Jefferson gave this nickname to Delaware, according to the legend, because he described Delaware as a jewel among states due to its strategic location of the eastern seaboard. Guy must have not traveled a lot.
Yeah, no shit. Tommy J not getting out of the house. Yeah.
And name one bad thing the guy's done.
He's a good kid.
Yeah, I'll wait.
A couple of rough tweets back in the day. Other than that, he's all right.
What's Philadelphia?
Yeah.
What's Philadelphia?
North Carolina's first in flight.
No, well, Philadelphia's a city, so Pennsylvania would be the keystone state.
God, yeah.
Pennsylvania
damn,
is way trashier than Delaware.
No, it's not.
Yes.
You're out of
dude,
your mind.
Dude, fucking travel to
Delaware
some parts.
Is where
they
people...
call it Pennsyltucky.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Well,
okay.
Up, there you go.
Okay.
Yep. Point Ian.
I'm not...
Point Ian.
He thinks if he gets enough points, we're going to pay him.
Woo! Venmo Ian-Finance.
You guys owe me 36 points.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait.
Hold on.
Pennsylvania?
Oh, you're a fucking idiot, dude.
You've never heard of Pennsylvania.
I heard of Puxatawny where the groundhog is.
Fuck you.
Where the rabbit is or whatever it is.
That's trash.
What's his name?
Yeah, they pulled a rabbit out the stump.
Puxatawny Phil.
Puxatawny Phil. Delaware is a state where companies go to have shell corporations to launder money.
This is the second time you brought this up today. Where? What were you watching a movie or something? What were you doing?
Patreon's doing well.
Watching Fight Club or something?
Patreon's doing
also,
good.
You've been asking a lot of questions about money. Someone's in your ear about the corporate structure of this.
Yeah, always hey, for the Patreon, can I get it in unmarked bills?
Yeah. Your mom's on LegalZoom or something giving you notes.
Is he telling you what you're making and giving it to you?
Delaware is a...
There's nothing... Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. There's nothing redeemable about Delaware.
No.
Both are trash. What do you guys got, an airport or something?
No.
Dover Air Force Base and the Newcastle County Airport, which
well,
is
unless you're
for
flying an
planes.
F-16 to fucking somewhere.
Where do all our military members fly out of, and when they die, where do their bodies come?
Well,
why do you think they put that there?
They put that there because they think, hey, if Delaware gets taken out, all right, we'll keep it moving.
It's cheap land.
Yeah, they're like, these guys are already
dead.
They don't care where they land.
They're not going to put them a penthouse in Center City.
I know.
Delaware is, I think...
What's your cuisine down there?
I think Pennsylvania as a whole is trashier than Delaware.
That's insane.
You're nuts.
No, it's not.
No.
There are infinitely more trashy parts of Pennsylvania than
Delaware. Well, it's bigger.
Delaware. Yeah?
Delaware's like one big city. It's just garbage.
No, there's North Wilmington, which is the main city, and there's Dover, which is the capital. Delaware has three counties.
9 tire fires.
Newcastle County, Sussex County, and Kent County. And
8,000 McDonald's.
Wonderful beaches. Pennsylvania's landlocked, you know.
It's where they debuted the KFC Double Down.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd say wonderful beaches. I'm a Dewey man.
There it is.
I like Dewey.
We got Dewey. We got Bethany Beach. We got Rehoboth. We got Indian River Outlet.
Rehoboth is garbage.
Or Indian River Inlet. Rehoboth is garbage. Rehoboth is a wonderful beach, and it was the first openly gay beach acceptable in America.
Did you just try to big us up by mentioning an inlet? That's what you're going to get us with?
Yep.
The harbors are fantastic.
Listen,
you should see it at low tide.
Go crabbing. go crabbing in Pennsylvania, pal. It ain't going to happen.
God, you're. I mean, I'd
go to the Jersey Shore like a gentleman,
yeah,
and steal my crabs from somebody else's pot.
You know where it's closer to Jersey Shore than Pennsylvania? Delaware.
There you go.
Okay, yeah.
Dude, I am so fucking dumb. I did not realize that Delaware was right next to Philly, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's
close.
I thought you were going to say you weren't recording or something like that.
No, I thought it was by like Missouri or some shit.
Holy shit!
What?
Yeah,
that's the thing. Dude. People will go.
I thought it was by
I'm from Delaware. They go, "What state's that in?" And I'm like, "You uneducated piece of shit."
The reason it's trashy is because you're so prideful of it. That's what makes it trashy.
Well, I think it's
because you got nothing
not
else going
things.
On
is
for
that a
you.
Delaware hat.
It is Wilmington Blue Rocks, baby. Yep, a minor league affiliate, double A. Oh, yeah. Double A.
Is that a kind of meth?
Double A, which is something I'm also a part of.
Oh, well, also on the thought of me being really dumb, the thought that I had outside was when you guys were talking about the SATs in the last episode. I've been saying I'm getting a 980, mm-hmm. and it wasn't a 1350. It was out of the other one that you said.
No, it's either 1600 or 1600 or 2400.
It was out of 2400.
You got a 9. That's like getting a fucking 200.
No, it's not.
No, there's no way you got a 900. Yeah.
Toby, you got a 900 out of 2400? Wait, is your helmet under the table? Yeah. What the hell?
You should have applesauce on your
face. Seriously.
Are you from Dover?
Yeah, no.
But that was crushing when you said that, because you were like, you're younger. I'm the same age as her. And then, oh, such a bummer, dude.
Wait, you really got a 900?
I got a 980.
You got a 900. I mean,
Jesus, dude.
Foley beat you.
Yeah,
Foley beat you on the SAT.
What'd you get on your SATs?
870.
Barbecue sauce.
All right, Uncle Kippy. Come on. You're giving him that.
That was great. Holy
You've
fuck.
Never heard that?
No.
That's the oldest dad joke in the world.
I thought you were lobbing me up for it.
No, that was incredible.
Dude, I thought we were I literally thought you were fucking ooping me.
I tell you, these rubes from Delaware, you can get them with anything, huh?
I mean.
Hey, got your nose.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, double side right. of fries. There it is.
Oh. Woo.
What'd you get on your SATs?
1140.
Ooh. What'd you get?
1190.
Really? Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you got into NYU.
Everybody, we've had 75% of guests have said they've gone to NYU.
It's a tough school to get into. Yeah. It's expensive, too.
Tough school to stay at, too.
Yeah.
I had to take an extra semester. I got a all incomplete.
Do you graduate from NYU?
You have a degree from NYU?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Bachelor of Science in English Education.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. You're a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
God. Yo, teach?
Must have been round real tight.
Oh, yeah.
Shaking right in his name. I'm Mr. Friday.
The very first
day. Does anybody have a cig I can bump?
The very first day.
Will you guys follow me on Instagram?
The very first day of teaching eighth grade on the Upper East Side. I'm not going to mention the school, but all the kids were bussing from Harlem, and it was, you know, I was the minority at the school. A teacher asked me, can you watch my class for a minute? I go to the bathroom, and I'm shaking in my boots because I wore cowboy boots. And I walk in.
That's a good look.
And a kid in the back goes, motherfucker, look like his name, Lawrence. And all the kids laughed at me, and I was like, I'm fucked. Oh, it was fucking terrible.
I forgot you were a teacher. That could be a good segue if it hits. Did you have to go on any field trips with the kids ever?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you go?
How long were you a teacher?
I student taught in college, and then I was a full-time sub, and then I took a break, and I went back, and I taught test
prep. Who starts out as a full-time sub?
Because it was hard to get a job as a teacher. What you do is you're a full-time sub at the school, and then basically you set yourself up to teach at the school.
You're like the in-house sub, and then when it went and opened it up.
Yeah. Okay. And then, Jesus, Henry, or someone leaves.
Yeah. Someone moves, anything.
Yeah. My God.
Someone gets their throat slit.
Now, were you a six-foot sub?
or someone pulls a Jared and they get asked to leave.
He was a party sub, but then he had to go to rehab.
That's the truth.
That's
I was not hired again. But yeah, I was a full-time sub at this one school, and then I
for the New York City public school system.
Yeah, and then I got a rep as like a really good sub, and I would sub at different schools, and I fucking lost it all because of drinking.
You make it sound like you're Eminem.
And then
you have a good rep.
I could freestyle rap the kids.
You should have seen me conduct a game of Heads Up 7-Up.
Man, this guy's giving out hall passes.
Oh, dude, they called me E-Money. Because one of the schools is progressive.
Because you kept asking for money? Yeah. Like, oh, shit, here comes E-Money.
Don Trell, can I please borrow some money?
Hide your chain. Here comes Ian. Riding around like Debo.
Do you have any coins? I'm trying to make a call.
Can I borrow your cell phone? Resell it?
Can I borrow your sidekick for a second?
The vending machine ain't my quarters. I was wondering if you had any change.
I'm not going to ask where you got the money, and I'm going to tell you I probably won't give it back.
Kippy's not even doing Ian. He's doing Woody Allen.
I'm doing Ian.
I wish.
Sun Yi Finance over here.
Can I borrow your retainer?
That is so fucking gross.
Is that a counter countdown for vacation? Kinda.
Why is my birthday circle?
You know, for someone so young, you're really cool.
I bet you don't connect well with the other kids, huh?
Are you sure you didn't skip a grade?
For 11, you're very mature.
I gotta be honest, I don't really know where we are in the bit. I don't know who's or who's talking to who. Is Woody Allen a teacher? Or is it Ian?
No, Ian's about to ask an 11-year-old for their Snapchat. Yeah.
I don't know what's great. I just don't know what's
happening. And I follow back on Instagram.
Yeah, I do follow for follow.
Follow for follow.
Now, do your parents look at your DMs?
Snapchat deletes, correct?
Dude, one time a kid threw a bag of weed on my desk and was like, "What'd you think about this Cali Kush?" And I was like, "I think if I turn around and it's still there, I'm taking it home."
I think it's about to be two Buds Light.
So I think I'm going to pinch it. Gone, you know?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It was wild, man. It was really something.
You were a New York City public school teacher.
Yes. And on top of that, I stopped teaching for a while, and then I got a job teaching test prep. For Kaplan.
HIV test.
So I was administering.
Nothing.
You were a Kaplan guy? So yeah. You said Kaplan.
So I was teaching them how to take the test.
Those guys are
effectively
burnouts.
Keeping them uneducated and left behind, which I was contributing to the problem, but I needed money anyway. So I taught. I had a petri dish.
Hey, Joe
like
Biden, take it easy.
All the schools.
It turned into a fucking AA meeting. Yeah, no, sorry. I'm sorry. I was part of the problem.
My book.
Hey, don't go confessing anything else here, all right? I don't need my fat ass being dragged to court. I don't got a suit or nothing. I'm going to fucking testify against you.
Well, you wouldn't fit in the box. Please rise. I can't.
He's the only witness ever to do a Skype call.
Hey, Your Honor, I'm stuck in here.
He's apparently
Sir,
stuck in
his house. Need to swear in a Bible, not that cheeseburger.
So you would all take right. kids on field trips.
Woo! Skip. Talk about a hung jury. That one was left in the air. Holy shit. God Ooh, damn. That's
I object to that joke.
That lasted a whole semester.
Oh my God.
Woo! Somebody's going to put him in contempt.
Talk
huh?
about a mistrial.
God damn. Oh God. I plead guilty for fucking timing. I taught in so many different schools throughout the city.
How many years
wild.
Did you do this? This is before you moved to Philly and started doing comedy.
Yeah, and then I went back to New York, and I was teaching Kaplan from, 2013 until 2016.
Yeah, that's like tutoring, though.
2017. I would be in schools from anywhere a month to 4 or 5 months, multiple schools. So I'd go and teach from like 9 until 1.
You're moving
and then go
around
home,
like a shady priest.
And then teach from 3 to 6 cool. within my new ID. And, Mr. Schwartz.
Ian's got a go bag.
You look a lot like the motherfucker that grabbed my ass.
No, that was Lawrence.
Do you have any kush?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Where would you take kids on field
what
trips?
Were some field trips?
Make out point.
Because today's the big field trip episode.
Did you hear Toby make out point?
Wow, you're not fucking slow after all. Holy shit.
Make out point.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Under the bleachers.
Have you kids ever wanted to see the stars?
Mr. Finance, aren't supposed to the rest of the kids be on this field trip with us? No, Martin.
You're going on a field trip to Outback Steakhouse?
Why do we go on a field trip on Valentine's Day? This is weird.
Why are you wearing a clip-on tie?
Why is this permission form asked for consent? All right, well, we've officially exhausted this.
Unnecessarily.
We'll do a callback in a couple of minutes to put some life back in this thing.
Oh, shit. That's one thing the kids never would do. Call me back.
Where would you go?
Man. Well, when I was doing Kaplan, I wasn't a full-time teacher. So I would
I'm
come
aware
in
of
after
that.
School or whatever. But I brought a group of first graders to, here we go, to a museum. I forget, it was on Staten Island. I forget which, but one of the
sanitation
kids.
Sanitation museum?
One of the
you took
kids.
A, took a group of 1 year
one-year-olds. First graders.
You took a group of first graders to the Teamsters fucking museum?
Does anyone know where Jimmy Hoffa is?
Does anybody know where he is?
Does anyone know the phrase, rubbed out? No, I took
Can anyone spell Bay of Pigs?
That wasn't Italian. You're thinking of Bayonne. No.
The Bay of Pigs was all connected.
I mean, yeah, no, sure, that was a jump, but yeah. Right,
well, yeah, that joke wasn't connected.
Hey, gang, quick announcement from one of our new sponsors over here on the podcast. It's HelloFresh, baby, the big dogs. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable, baby. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning, grocery store trips, so you can enjoy cooking and get to the dinner table in about 30 minutes or less. I hate going to the grocery store every time I'm there. Me and my wife, we end up fighting because I want to get this, she wants to get that. My anxiety kicks in. Just cut out the middleman. Go to HelloFresh. You can try meals ready in 20 minutes or less. Lightning prep recipes and quick breakfast and lunches perfect for your busy schedule, guys. HelloFresh has a wide variety of easy, delicious options for all three meals of the day. We're talking breakfast, lunch, dinner. Plus, they got snacks and special treats in between. They sent us, they sent me and the lady a box of this stuff, and I got to tell you, it's a game changer. I'm an idiot in the kitchen. I barely know how to make a bowl of cereal. I'm a real bozo, and they turned me, I feel like a pro. I feel like I'm Emeril Lagasse in this thing. You know, I'm doing a little dash of this, a little spice of that, a little flick of this. I feel like I'm a Michelin star. So, guys, get it. It's easy. It's really good. It's better than anything you can whip up on your own, I bet. So go to HelloFresh.com/garbage12 and use promo code garbage12 for 12 free meals, baby, including free shipping. I ain't talking two meals. I ain't talking four meals. I ain't talking six, eight, 10 meals. I'm talking 12 free meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/garbage and use promo code GARBAGE12 for 12 free meals, baby. Do it. Also, another word from one of our great sponsors is the good folks at BetterHelp. Guys, they've been a sponsor for a while. You know them. BetterHelp, that's H-E-L-P. And this is counselors online. I for one have been going to a therapist for a while, and it's really a game changer in my life. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know when I was doing comedy, I really needed someone to talk through my issues, my problems, just to get your head on straight so you're able to do what you need to do. And with BetterHelp.com, they'll assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's not a crisis hotline. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours, baby. If you need some sort of expertise, you know what I mean? If you're not looking for somebody run-of-the-mill and you can't get the expert in your area, they might be available to you on BetterHelp.com. So check it out. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log in anytime and send a message to your counselor, and you'll get, like, you know, timely, thoughtful responses. And plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and you never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as you would with traditional therapy. I did that when I was seeing a therapist that a lot of other comics saw, and you would hear the other comics in the room because the walls are paper thin, and then you're sitting there looking like an asshole. You hear them, you know the person behind you can hear you. It's just not a mess. With the pandemic, it's changing things. BetterHelp.com is the way to do it, and they want to start helping you live a happier life today. So visit their website, BetterHelp.com/reviews. You can read reviews from all the testimonials that are posted daily of everybody that has used it. It's, you know, take a look for yourself. And BetterHelp.com/garbage. That's BetterHelp.com, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/garbage. And join over 1 million people who have taken change of their life, who have taken charge of their life and mental health to help and got experienced professional help. It's available in all 50 states. Special offer for our listeners, for Are You Garbage. You get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/garbage. One more time, guys. Write it down. If you're looking for a counselor, if you've been thinking about it, been kicking the tires, this is the way to get in. It's easy peasy. Do it from your home. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/garbage for 10% off your first month. Now back to the show.
No, I took him to this museum, and I'll never forget, I had to leave the room because one kid was like, it was like a bird, and he was like, do not touch. And he goes, look at the bird, and he touched it, and his head fell off.
Like, is it, it was like a display.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not paying for that.
The head fell off. The kids started crying. The other teacher had to go and fix it. I had to leave the room. I was laughing so hard.
These kids won't return my calls. Up heads are falling off.
Yeah. What did you have? What did you go to as a kid? Like, what was a Delaware...
The Delaware Boot Factory.
the chemical plant. The paint plant.
Did you go to DuPont?
The thinner plant.
No. I'm trying to think of field trips. One field trip, we went to Philadelphia. I was in second grade.
You went to the Franklin Institute.
Yep. I went to the Liberty Bell. Yeah. I remember it was such a big deal. My parents had a talk, and they're like, we're going to give you $5 to get whatever you want in Philadelphia. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
He still has it.
Yeah.
Hey, teach, which way is North Philly?
I learned about the Liberty Bell, the only thing with a crack.
I got a Nick bag in my future.
I remember I spent it on a hot dog. Oh, and a fake Constitution. Went to Liberty Bell in like second
grade. The Franklin Institute was like the Ben Franklin. It was like a science thing, right?
They had the Franklin Institute was for the. Oh yeah. I'm thinking the Franklin Mint. Yeah.
No, the Franklin Institute was like it was like a science thing. There was like taught you about
that
know,
was that was the nature. Field trip in Philadelphia.
It was like a mini Disney-esque thing. Like there was like
Disney.
It's just no roller coaster.
No, but I mean like in the fact that like there was like displays kind. It wasn't like a museum. It was like an interact. It was like more interactive.
It was like Chuck. It was like Chuck E. Cheese for history.
Yeah,
you know.
They had the big heart.
Sorry, I offended the Disney. The fucking Walt Disney family estate.
Well,
you're
making
Christ.
Me say.
They had everything. Kites, string,
I was choking.
Keys.
I remember the heart. You would climb in. Do you remember?
Yeah, you climbed through the big heart.
Yes.
Now we
oh
come
my
back.
God. Now I'm getting flooded with so many field trip memories.
Yeah,
oh
that was
God.
The first time I ever had rock candy. Ruined my life.
I thought you were going to say first time I ever had rock.
Yeah.
that was later on. But we went there.
When Foley went through the heart, there was a 50% block.
It was like a crystal ball for Foley. I got to ride the stint.
I hope I go on the table just Woo! To haunt you.
Oh, God.
No, that's a great joke. That'll stand
it's,
up.
It's like a ride on the stint.
It's a picture of Foley with his face to the aorta.
Shit.
That was the big one. And then when we
That was the big one.
I know, but I think you probably missed it, because I guess when we were in like late elementary school, they put that big screen in. Did you get that? There was like the 4D movie type thing.
Like
I remember
time,
we went to the planetarium down there.
No, this was like you flew. It was like a big, huge fucking movie screen that like if you were like on a helicopter flying through, and it would like people would get sick. It was like a huge ride.
How did you get the helicopter in there?
No, it was like footage.
Oh, okay. I don't
fucking
know.
A 980 over here. Jesus Christ. They got the helicopter in, Shane. Jesus Christ.
I didn't know Ben Franklin was a pilot.
If it's a used car, how to get on the lot?
But that was a... Yeah, I didn't get that one.
That's oh, man. Holy shit.
I saw like the fucking disappointment in his eyes when we both looked at him.
Man, you might as well have a be back in 5 minutes sign hanging in your head.
Remember when
this
I had...
This kid was at the lunch.
Oh, dude, he was not here mentally or emotionally, I don't think. He was...
Fucking
he
deer
went back
in the
to,
headlights.
He went back to childhood.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I looked over. Your eyes are just glazed.
I saw a fucking dog tied to a tree. I mean, remember when I had 1 point? Can we go back to that? Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
I don't even know what we're talking about. I just had a fucking flashback.
Oh, man.
Talking about the Franklin Institute.
That was big.
The classiest of all field trips in the Philadelphia area.
Some of the fucking real shitty ones we did was we did Amish country. That was big for us.
My
family was friends with an Amish family. I spent Thanksgiving on an Amish family farm.
Amish?
Yeah, Amish family
Sounds like
farm.
Amish eggs.
My two friends were Elam and Emma.
Oh, man, they probably hated you.
I used to wear plain clothes to not rub my lifestyle on their faces.
So you can't use light switches?
I'd take my shoes off and shovel shit in the fucking, you know, carriage with them and everything. It was awesome.
How do you meet Amish people?
My grandparents would go to Amish country. They were very talkative, you know, warm people. They got to talking to one of the pie sellers, and then they
could you do a nickel
family.
For the pie?
You don't really use money, do you? It would just be a waste if we gave it to you. You can't eat all these pies.
You save money by making your own clothing, do you? So, my family became friends with an Amish family, and we used to go up there to visit. We had a Thanksgiving with them. I tried to shoot a turkey. We shot the own turkey. I was bad with a shotgun, but also I was in fifth grade.
Fucking not allowed back in the Acme.
Y'all see turkey around here? Oh my god,
dude, you're trash.
No, I'm cultured. I was around an Amish.
Cultured,
hanging out with Amish people culture. Is not cultured.
I did it for the network purposes,
dude. We got them riding in our car. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, now they're not gonna go to heaven.
Who wants to take a ride?
Who wants to take a ride in my station wagon to hell?
Hey, Schliem.
Holy shit.
Station wagon to hell.
Kids, who wants to meet the devil? Put down that Bible and come take a ride in a pickup truck. Do you like gasoline?
God can't see if you fuck me in my ass.
They're fucking in the back of the pickup. What, Toby? Hold on.
I gotta check out.
Fuck.
I'm gonna have to turn the air conditioning
on. It's hot in here. I'm sweating. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ.
I feel good.
You don't look it.
That's because he's losing blood flow. He can't feel from the waist down.
It chills me down a little bit. It's like having your own air conditioning.
Oh, fuck.
If I get hot, I just don't take my heart medication.
God, your condensation's coming off your fucking forehead.
I'm like a hotel room.
Now this one's stuck on cool. Keep the window unit in all year round.
Oh, God, it hurts.
Oh, the man. Station wagon to hell.
Who does
hey,
that?
Hey, kids, you want to meet the devil?
You've actually spent Thanksgiving.
That's nuts.
No, Amish don't do Thanksgiving.
Yes, they do. They give thanks.
It makes sense.
To fucking
the warlock that birthed them.
I mean, they came here from Europe.
Yeah,
but they don't subscribe
so
to
So did
American
the pilgrims.
Traditions. They don't subscribe
yeah,
to
they
American
just never advanced.
Yeah, they have a very old traditional style of living, and giving thanks and being grateful is part of that tradition.
Yeah,
yeah, whatever.
But, dude, we would be in the
I
house.
I was finishing some cheesecake
everything
and watching
was,
football.
Everything was heated by stove. They all talk in, you know, this Germanic language. Yeah. And, you know,
it would be cool to do now.
Dude, can yeah. I tell you?
Bozos, I would like to do it now.
They're probably saying these bozos from Delaware showed up again. Can't get them the fuck out of the house.
So your shoes are wooden. That's probably low cost.
Dude, can I tell you? The fucking the patriarch of the family was, you know, and they're all carpenters. It was like really cool, whatever. But the patriarch of the family could do some like Amish thing. What's it called when you put the rods in your hand and you find where the water line is?
The water line.
Yeah, you find, or like energy or whatever. I was such a misbehaved kid.
Wait, what?
How do you propose that?
Yeah,
I
don't even
that?
Know what you're talking. Like, back up. Give me like one more.
This
clip.
Was some. This
type
was some
in,
move.
Type
that
in
this...
metal rods energy. Hold on.
This is some Amish guy's ploy to molest Ian. It always pointed at my penis.
Holding copper rods.
Okay, it says Ian's an idiot. I got you.
Dowsing rods. Yes.
Dowsing rods
for feng shui. It's a way of finding energy points where you then find negative energy and you put up like some sort of blocker for
they
it
were putting
to make
a
better
hex
energy.
On you.
Yeah, no shit. That's a way to find kids that can keep their mouth shut.
I was such a bad fucking kid. We had these Amish people come down from Lancaster to my grandparents'
house
to get the negative energy out of the house.
After you were there?
Yes. Like it's like it was like an Amish exorcism,
oh,
I swear to God.
They're gonna like they need a pair of his underwear.
What, they throw gravy everywhere?
Ian's going, let me show you a trick.
First, they cover the house in dumplings, and then...
So my grandparents got the Amish to come to do these energy things, and then they got these black Jamaican Baptist women to come and say, like, fucking speak in tongue
prayers. What are you, fucking Damien? What are you...
I went through a lot as a kid. And so I swear to God, I was on it. So it wasn't enough.
Double the dose.
So we're in...
We've tried everything, and we're not kidding.
I'll never forget. Oh. We were in, like, the... like. We were in like some room in my grandparents, like not the dining room, not the living room, the fucking room that everyone hangs out in.
Family room, living room, dining room,
whatever. We were in the fucking family room,
padded room.
We're all.
It's only the kitchen and the bathroom after that. You're acting like it's a big mystery. I don't know what's it called. you know where you sleep and all that. Like you can't be bothered. I don't know. What's it called? The couch. The couch. We're on the couch.
So we're in there, and we're all huddled in a circle, and we're swaying, and they're doing these, like, Baptist prayers.
Oh, my God.
And they start speaking in tongues.
Imagine being such an annoying kid that you have multiple fucking religions driving to come fucking
I felt
get the
so
stink
bad
off of them.
About this, that they were doing all this work, that I started to make myself shake to make them think that it was working. And the woman's like, look. Look, it works. And I fucking faked the funk and faked them out, and they thought they fucking saved me. But guess what? Am I evil? Yes,
start singing
I am.
A George Clinton song?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was wild.
That was no good.
You know?
Ooh,
yeah.
Man.
My family went through a lot. I was, you know, a rough and tumble kid. I didn't really deal with certain things too well. And what do you want from me?
So, Kippy, you went to Ben Franklin's house? Yeah.
Anybody go to the aquarium?
This is on the Patreon.
Oh, I don't know if it is. You got to take the Cadillac out a couple of times, you know what I mean?
Hey, gang, one more time, I want to tell you about SheathUnderwear.com, the good folks at Sheath Underwear. I mean, you know them, you love them, we love them. It's the only underwear I will wear anytime. Shitty underwear is a young man's game. The people that listen to this, what are you doing? Get your act together and get some Sheath. Give it a try just once. I guarantee it. It will ruin the rest of your underwear. You won't be able to put it on. It'll feel like you're in the 1700s putting some baggy, clunky, cotton piece of shit on. This is talking modal and spandex, baby, and it's got a dual pouch to separate for separate compartments for your ball bag and your little pee-pee, whatever you want to do. It's easy peasy. They got a cool waistband. It makes you look cool. And plus, it gives you an extra, you know, it makes you look like you're packing when you're not. And if you are packing, it makes you look like you're really fucking packing, you know. Sheath Underwear has been a supporter of this pod forever. He's a great guy. He reaches out. We deal with the owner directly. He's a war veteran for the U.S. I mean, you know, he came up with this while he was overseas in the desert and needed to get his balls off his leg. And I tell you, he's made my life better by doing it. So, guys, check out SheathUnderwear.com. Use promo code GARBAGE for 20% off. That's SheathUnderwear.com, promo code GARBAGE for 20% off your order today. Support the people who support the pod, if you know what I mean. Also, shout out to the good folks over there at Fume. Fume took a look around the world and noticed the solutions to quit smoking, like patches, nicotine inhalers, vapes, the whole nine yards, stunk, and we ain't having it. So what they did in response, Fume handcrafted these beautiful wooden pipes that make quitting process simple, easy, and even desirable. It's not some shitty vape. It doesn't use nicotine. No nicotine. That's what they do. But instead, they use cores infused with the world's super plants that are known to successfully help you quit from start to finish. Plus, they taste pretty fantastic, too. They sent them over to us, me, the big man, T-Bone. We're all trying to get off the Bernies. Listen, being on Bernies for forever ain't for long-term ain't sustainable. You got to try to cut back or at least get off them. And I know I was done. I had quit for 5 years and then picked back up because I went to a shitty wedding. And that's what you do at shitty weddings. When you get drunk, you start having a couple of Bernies. Next thing you know, I'm back on the horse. I try not to smoke at the house. I don't smoke at the house. I leave the fume at the studio. And Bob, right before we record, between episodes, after we record, that's what I do to take the edge off. Because when I need a Bernie, Kippy needs a Bernie. And the fume helps me take the edge off and not have a Bernie. I'm telling you guys, check it out. Fume has already helped over 30,000 customers worldwide with hundreds of customers who have shared their story on their website. So check it out. Head to Breathe Fume. That's Breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, Fume, F-U-M, and use promo code GARBAGE to save yourself 10% and help you or a loved one quit today. One more time, guys. BreatheFume.com. That's BreatheFume.com. Use the promo code GARBAGE to get yourself 10% off and help you or a loved one quit today. Now back to the show.
Yeah, it was wild.
God,
you know, hanging out with Amish.
Amish, Jamaican fucking tongue speakers. I've lived a life.
I can kind of see what you're saying, that, you know, Delaware is classier. Jesus Christ.
Dude, I swear to God, my mom was getting rid of we had like a garage sale and they came down to like help us clean it out, you know, and
Jamaicans or the Amish?
No, the Amish. Jamaicans were long gone. So my mom, fucking God bless my mom, she keeps going, "You want this lamp? I'm getting rid of this lamp. I'm getting rid of this stereo." She keeps forgetting that they don't.
You
use
kids like Star Trek, right? Yeah.
Do you want my Beastie Boys CD?
Hey, you want this landline?
Oh my God.
You ever see God a battery before?
Yeah. Yeah,
man, the fire dances.
Yep.
Something Woo-wee! Else.
You cut from a different cloth.
Oh,
can we
yeah.
go to Amish country? We lived with an Amish family for 3 years.
I was so bad, I went to Amish reform school.
Did you?
Didn't work. No, Henry.
Come taught on. You how to put up a barn.
I'm just fucking Woody Harrelson in a gig bin. I drink semen and chop a horse's hooves off.
Oh.
Wow. Well, whatever. Sorry, I've lived an interesting life.
Have you ever been to the aquarium? I lived under the sea one time.
We helped dolphins move.
Little Mermaid was about my mom's life.
We helped dolphins move.
From one tank to the next.
Oh, I pictured them in the ocean.
My mom kept saying, "Do you want these gloves?" Oh, wait a minute.
And I was saying, ah!
Ian's doing high-pitched squeals.
Help me!
Holy shit. I imagine the food at that Thanksgiving
would
have been
good. I'm picking up on everybody that comes in contact with the fire dance is trying to get away from them quickly after.
Oh, we are.
And then
my
exercise
mom's the bell of the ball in the neighborhood. Everybody loves
start burning grill. Sage after you leave here.
Yeah, it's not good enough just to ask you to leave. They have to torch the place. I guarantee you, the second you were pulling away, that whole farm was burning to the ground. Let's go back to Europe. It can't be as bad as the fight answers. We'll face the king. I don't care.
We'll face the king.
I love how they don't know what year it is.
Winter's coming. We must get back. You've never shot your own Thanksgiving turkey? You haven't lived. The food
we get
incredible.
Ours killed that day.
Do you?
Yeah.
By the Amish, probably.
I don't know if it's the Amish, but. It's you know
yeah, delicious.
That's crazy.
North Philly.
What?
You get it killed that day?
That day or the night before? Yeah, they go like pick it up. Like yeah. I mean, we don't like do it. My stepdad knows.
He's
the guy.
Full of shit.
I'm serious.
That's
gets
a
it at Acme.
Lie,
yeah.
Oh, we killed it today.
This kid's got
Ooh.
Butterball written all
Look,
over.
Look, an Easter bunny let poop, Dad. Those are raisins.
No, I'm serious. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any evidence to pull myself out of this, but I mean, you're going to have to take
it. And unfortunately, we're going to need some. Otherwise, we'll continue to shit on you. All right?
It's fine. I'm just saying. You're both looking at
And if I leave
like...
my tooth under the pillow, my dad says I'll get a quarter.
Ian wants half of it.
See what you could get.
Wait, your dad gives a quarter? Ian starts punching himself?
1-800-DENTURES.
These nuggets were killed this morning.
I don't know where we were.
God, I don't know, but I'm
You were lying
hungry.
About your Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we get it that day, yeah.
I'm serious.
First of all, it doesn't work like that. You have to age it for a little bit.
What? It's not fucking wine. What are you talking about?
You gotta process it. You
can't process it. No, the whole idea.
It's a natural turkey.
Process
it.
They get it from a farm in Bucks County, and like.
And then they deep fry it like gentlemen.
No, no. And then my stepdad goes like the day or 2 days before, and like. Goes,
now it's 2 days. Here we go.
And goes no. He goes that one. They pick it.
You make it sound like he walked into your house like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas, and you popped him in the back of the head.
I'm going to let you hang it on that one.
Yeah, right when you start talking, I was like, this is going to be not good.
Hey, send that to Ian to proofread, will you? Hey, can we get some edits on this? That was the director's cut of
that. I had a real bad one a couple minutes ago that slid under the radar. I was already planning my escape. I was going to flip the table and run out the door.
Oh, that's how you kept hounding him about the line about the turkey.
Yeah, point the gun at someone else.
I really thought that Joe Pesci line was good.
Oh, God. Yeah. Fucking fuck.
Fuck.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know. Oh, God.
We kill our turkey after we eat it. So how about that, fuckface? Huh?
What? Fucking kill the riff. That's what you're killing.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Riff killer. Riff killer.
That joke was clocked 50%.
Oh, my God.
Nothing on that? That deserved better. Come on. You can put a snit in that joke. Give it some legs.
Oh, man. Shoot that thing like a turkey.
You're not beating his ride the stint joke. Come on.
All right. Deflect, will you?
Oh, fuck. God damn it. I'm so hungry.
Some turkey.
Oh, yeah. Some nice...
Toby, why don't you go grab us some Amish turkey?
Just grab an Amish. Are you Ian? They run out.
Yeah.
If you guys need a break, I can drop in some canned theme music.
I might need a breather.
Oh,
play
fuck.
The Jeopardy tunes.
Too funny.
I mean, do we attempt to shift back to fucking...
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, have you ever been
to... We went to the Edgar Allan Poe house.
What, do you want to see how you're going to die?
I don't get
alone
it.
Alone and on the street. Bloated.
I don't know much about the man.
Oh, he but died a terrible alcoholic fat death.
Okay, I'm in. I'm on board with the Inch Boat joke, everybody. He gave me the footnotes and everything.
Johnny English over here.
The bibliography checked out.
Oh, God.
I just watched The Raven with John Cusack. It actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Thanks, Siskel.
He died in Baltimore, though, not in Philadelphia. But he lived in Philadelphia for a brief time. Where they believe he wrote his hit poem, The Raven.
We got another hit poem coming up here from Edgar Allan Poe.
Stay tuned. Ernest Hemingway coming up after the break.
Hit poem. Top of the charts.
The one that I didn't go to, but everybody went to in our area. I don't know why I didn't go.
The gym?
The health food store?
The fuck is a Whole Foods? No, it was the Hatfield plant.
That was big. The Hatfield ham, like the ham processing.
Hatfield is a pork company.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you would maybe go to the Hers potato chip factory.
No, we didn't do that. We did.
Couldn't get in.
I used to work with a guy who was married to the heir of the Her fortune.
She was a Her?
Yep, she was a Her.
Hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
Progressive and rich. Very nice.
Yes, yes.
That's a lot of fucking cash.
Oh, yeah. This guy was fucking filthy loaded.
Huh.
He didn't even really care about the job he was working.
Which, yeah, would you?
No.
Would
well,
you get out of bed?
I mean,
it's hard for
to stay
him now.
Busy. Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. I'm fucking running on fumes.
Lucky he's here.
Fucking red eye today. No, but I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think I would still work just to stay fucking busy and mobile and everything, but the guy was filthy, stinking rich.
That's how you know someone will never have money when mm-hmm. they say filthy, stinking mm-hmm. rich.
Yeah, you've said it before.
No, I haven't.
You've never said it?
I come
I've
for
said
money.
It multiple times.
Yeah, yeah,
and he'll never have money. Oh, we were talking about the money from the Patreon. He's like, so you're telling me in a year I won't have to save money? And we're like, oh, God, this is bad. This is real bad.
Spending it like water.
Oh, fuck. Dude, that I have not heard that phrase in so long.
What?
Spending money like water.
Spending money like water up there.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Real trash.
Is that what you get when you hit your mom up for 50 bucks?
Oh, God. My head hurts. Oh, fuck.
Now, do we have a list of...
No, not really. I mean, you know,
the lists weren't that adequate, so I figured we would just talk our stories all right, so the big thing for us growing up was the distance, and the distance where you would get a coach bus versus a school bus.
Really?
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
If it was
got
over
that?
Like 2 hours, they had to give you a coach bus so you could go to the bathroom, I guess. Yeah. So that's what they did. So
who's
when you
going
would,
2 hours away on a field trip?
I mean, we would do like Harrisburg for like social
there
studies.
There was like a New York trip that I vaguely remember going to New York when I was in like fifth grade.
We were supposed to then 9/11.
No shit.
We were supposed to do New York and DC.
How old were you when 9/11 happened?
34. No.
Where were you when 9/11?
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was in building 7. No. I was ninth grade, eighth or ninth grade, something like that.
Oh,
ninth
wow.
grade.
Okay. I was
yeah, so like 13.
16.
How old are you now?
36.
Yeah. 34. So that makes
damn,
sense.
I was 23.
Were you
living on a prayer?
Whoa! I'm halfway there to the buffet line.
I was gonna go to death, but.
Oh, fuck.
Eating in a chair.
I didn't get it, but I'm laughing at it.
You didn't get it?
I didn't get it.
Living on a prayer. Well, we're halfway there. You were eating
in a chair?
Chair?
Is that a part of the song?
This guy's trying to kill the band.
I'm not. Buddy.
Henry.
And I'm no longer the dumbest guy on the show.
Yes, I apologize.
But that was the big thing, and then the other big thing was snacks the night before, as we would hit like I would.
You got a bigger lunch.
I would make my dad either go to Wawa the night before or that morning on the way to school, because my dad would always just drive me to school because the school bus wouldn't pick me up at his house.
Oh, we would go on and like on road.
Can
trips.
I have one of your gummy worms?
we would go to a rest stop. And
as a class,
and we'd have to wait in line.
Get job applications.
That was a field trip. Why don't we get to the
field trip? We're gonna take a walk to the future, and you're gonna see where you're gonna end up,
Mr. Brian. When are we getting to the field trip, Ian? You're at the field trip
now. All right. The man said $20 on pump four.
A Delaware field trip is going to where the needles get made.
Now put this hairnet on and go drop those fries.
Everybody's joke was wordy.
God
mine
damn
included.
It.
I flubbed, Toby flubbed, and you flubbed.
I feel like
I held it tight to the chest. I decided to fold them.
Dude. Call the
I got nothing. I ain't even going to bluff.
Ian folded the best hand. He had a pair of deuces.
Fucking Kenny Rogers over here.
Ian had the wheels.
Well, he's all in on a 2-4 offsuit.
I'm over here bombing. I'm Toby, doubling down. Toby, yeah, I'll let it ride.
Toby shook it, took a shot at it. I raised him. Foley went all in.
Foley's at the door. I'm not going to lie. Go fish.
Foley's like, all my cards are red.
Hit me.
I have 24. Hit me.
I had that 7 deuce in Philly, and I brought it over to Delaware.
Oh, my hernia hurts.
Man. Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Hernia acting up?
God, dude, I had hernia surgery back in like 2003, and when I laugh real hard, I can feel it sometimes.
Sounds like a good doctor.
Yeah,
did
was
the Amish do that?
Oh, baby. That's the steak and the sizzle.
Ian, bite down on this duck.
What?
You had it. I was going to make the joke. I backed out because you came in like a fucking big
speaking
ox.
The ducks, that was hack.
Yo, get the Jamaicans in here. We got to sage this joint real quick. Here's some stinking.
Lord of mercy, that was bad.
What you doing by? What you bad, you?
You stink, man. You three stink, man.
Look what washed up on the beach.
The accent was terrible. This could be the worst podcast ever.
I don't know how I
this guy's bombing.
I got so excited.
What you doing over there on the beach?
You being a fat whale.
I was more of a pirate than anything.
No! Are you going to finish that?
Gar, I be licking Bob Marley, man.
Did you hear him? Are you going to finish that?
We're having a good time, gang.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
So the Hatfield plant.
Back to the ham.
You just looked at Toby like you were in Speed.
You guys, trying to find out how long ever, you guys ever been to Six Flags?
We went one time, our home ec class, junior year, went to this real fan.
You took home ec?
Yeah.
Did you learn how to expand the waistline in your jeans?
I mean, I saw it coming from a mile away and you couldn't get it out.
That was a fucking...
It was like a bird flying in Delaware.
It was at the end of fucking rookie of the year. It's in slow motion. I still missed.
Floated. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you had to learn how to expand your weight band on your belt because
you're fat.
No, we just cooked.
We actually learned how to make a proper pasta dish.
I got extra points.
They took us to this. They took our home ec class, which was me, one of my friends, and you know,
the tea driver.
A bunch of other kids. Yeah. I don't know what's happening here. I think we should stop. I think we should stop. I think we should stop doing the podcast all the time. I don't know what went wrong.
Where are you?
Nothing's working.
We don't know what the hell's
going on. We were hot up top.
We went on a field trip, me and some other kid. I don't know.
He looked at me and everybody was there. I don't know what I'm doing. It's actually 300 kids, man. It was the biggest field trip of the year.
We went to this Indian joint and nobody ate anything. None of us would. We staunchly would.
American Indian or like Indian? Because I went to the.
You're scared of the corn.
I went to the Churchville Nature Center and they gave us like Native American snacks and I took one.
Choked on a corn maze.
I took one bite out of like a corn patty.
Hey,
like,
you didn't want my antler? I ate antler for lunch. I'm good.
I stopped at Wawa. I packed my own antler. I had some on the bus. Same seats on the way back, by the way.
Oh, fuck.
Are these bear's eyeballs? These are pretty good. Wow, that's no good.
Bear's eyeballs.
God damn it.
Bear's
eyeballs. Wow, we'll always have antlers.
Dude, we got to wrap. Just wrap it. Just wrap it.
We'll always have antlers.
Gang, this is supposed to be the field trip episode. Which went off the rails pretty quickly, unfortunately. Thank you for tuning in. We love you guys. And we'll see you guys next week.
Oh, see you guys. Thank you. Peace.